This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rays taking on the Royals, and check out these dogs showing they can make some spectacular plays too in the outfield. Third inning, pick up the action, scoreless game, Adani Echevarria facing Jason Vargas.
Three more home runs with the Rays, and he swings and drives this one deep into the night. And back goes Lorenzo Cain, still going back, and that ball is gone. A home run for Adani Echevarria. He jumped on that Vargas offering, and it's 1-0 Tampa Bay in the third. 1-0, swung on, hit pretty well left field. That's a way back, still going, and it's gone! Whit Merrifield has tied the game with a three-run home run. Number 17 this year. Where has he gotten this kind of power?
Saturday night, there's a drive down the left field line. If it stays fair, it's gone. It does, and it is. Sosa. Home run number 29. So Tampa Bay moves back in front, 4-3 on Sosa's home run. The only question was, would it stay fair? Hogan, 14 home runs last year, 43 RBIs. Things are really changing. He busts one deep down the right field line and gone. My goodness, that thing was really smoked. Logan Morrison, home run number 33. It is 5-3 Tampa Bay. Now let's see where the catcher Ramos places the target. Again, they're going to go away and down, same spot. And a swing and a miss. So the cutter, a good friend of Colome's, and the two home runs hit by Tampa Bay in inning number 5. Sousa and Morrison hold up. And the Rays win the game and the series. 5-3 final. We'll be right back.
Alex Colome strikes out the side to pick up his 40th save as the Rays take out the Royals 5-3. KC has now dropped 6-7. The Rays bullpen tosses 4 scoreless frames, giving up just one hit. Steven Sousa Jr. finishes with 2 hits and 2 RBIs. The Royals come up short against the Rays. Manager Ned Yost spoke after.
You know, the third and the fifth inning, you know, starting off with the third, was trying to elevate a pitch that was, pretty successful for him up until that point. Was getting a lot of pop-ups with it and just didn't get it quite high enough to hitch a Echevarria, and he ended up hitting it out of the ballpark, a walk. And then two, ground ball base hits and a sac fly resulted in 3 runs. And, the second base hit, I mean, if it's just hit a foot closer to Eske, he turns a double play on that. Just funny how this game goes sometimes. And then the 2 home runs in the fifth, a slider that caught too much of the plate to Sousa, and then the fastball that caught too much of the plate to Morrison.
We all know the injury he's coming back from. Is it as simple as fatigue, the difference in Vargas' first half, second
well,
half?
I mean, he's, he went from – 12 innings last year to, over 150 now, I think it is up there. That's a pretty big swing, but he keeps, going out there and competing.
And offensively, it seems like once that bullpen came in.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have a lot of opportunities with the big 3-run homer, but outside of that, just really, not much going on.
We talk a lot about this year about finding multiple ways to score, and, in this bad stretch, it's either been a home run or no runs.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to get on base, more times than not to score. And like I said, I think we got 5 hits. You take away Witt's hit, we got 4 hits. And really, we had a cooking in the first inning. You think first and second, and, Milky lines to the shortstop who turns a double play right there. you know, outside of that, we just really didn't have too many scoring opportunities. Witt capitalized first and second with a, you know, the three-run homer, but outside of that, just really not much.
That's not the type of team you're kind of used to here, where you used to have multiple ways to score, a lot of, you know, base running and a lot of, you know, frenzied hitting, but now it's kind of turned into...
Again, you have to get on base right now, and we've got guys that can do it, but, you know, during this little period that we've had here, we've struggled to get on base.
When a guy's coming off Tommy John surgery, do you kind of factor that in terms of what his second half is going to be? I mean, did you anticipate that Vargas may kind of have a, not a second half like this, but just a struggle to...
Well, I mean, we knew that probably the first half pace would be really difficult to keep up as good as he was, you know, in the first half.
Jason Vargas takes the loss, allowing 5 runs and 6 innings of work. He talked after.
I felt like I had really good rhythm all game. Really felt like we should have came out of it better than we did tonight. Unfortunately, they were able to tack on 2 quick homers there in the 5th inning. The 3rd inning, you just kind of got to deal with. Some balls got through the holes, you know. Some balls that could have been double plays and could have very easily been out of that inning with 3 innings and, I don't know, 30 pitches or whatever it might have been. But it's just frustrating because felt really good about what we were doing, and tough one to swallow when you feel that good.
You seem pretty surprised by the Souza homer. Was it surprised that he hit that pitch or surprised?
Yeah, it was the first pitch curveball I'd thrown a right-hander all night. You don't usually bank on that. I mean, tip your hat, he went up there ready to swing and, you know, put a good move on it. And unfortunately for me, it stayed in play.
You said the last couple starts you felt a lot better. Is that what makes this even more frustrating, that you feel like you're getting close to where you were early this season?
Yeah, you know, it's just frustrating because, you know, you feel your capabilities of getting out of situations that, you know, put the other team in a good position to win the game, and we're able to do such a good job of not letting that happen early in the season. So, you know, it's mental battles that you got to overcome throughout the year. So, you know, we'll push forward and get into September, and hopefully things turn, and you know, we get on a nice roll.
Up next, the Royals begin a series on the road against the Twins on Friday. Jason Hamill on the hill.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.